The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Noshing in Nola. While visitors can easily get lost in the sights and sounds of New Orleans French Quarter, there's plenty to see and eat outside of the city's most storied neighborhood. Very few places in the world can compete with festive atmosphere of New Orleans. The energy felt across the city is hard to describe to people who have never been. When someone tries to explain it, the conversation likely turns to having an unforgettable experience in the French Quarter, drinking too many hand grenades and dancing to a random brass band playing on a street corner. One thing is for sure, there's always talk about great food. While a trip to the city is often considered complete only if it includes a visit to this historic district, it is important to note that with some of the best food can actually be found outside the quarter. As you make your way to NOLA for this year's Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola, here are a few restaurants to try in the surrounding areas that will ensure you experience the best of the Big Easy beyond the French Quarter. Nice Guys Nola. Nice Guys Nola is a must for weekend brunch at this eatery located in the heart of Gert Town. There's always a line wrapped around the building. So, along with your appetite, bring your patience. Remember, good things come to those who wait. For something both sweet and savory, order the praline chicken and waffles and thank us later. Tsunami Sushi. Tsunami Sushi gets overlooked by tourists because the exterior doesn't readily stand out, but it's an excellent break from typical New Orleans fare. You can enjoy traditional rolls or creations that pay homage to the city, like the black and gold roll. Parkway Bakery and Tavern. It would be sacrilegious to visit New Orleans and not chow down on a po' boy. Parkway Bakery and Tavern's po' boys are next level thanks to their bread and toppings, including the rich gravy on the signature roast beef po' boy. Order the golden fried Gulf oysters if you stop by this community staple on a Wednesday or Thursday. Pee-wee's Crab Cakes. You'll find Pee-wee's Crab Cakes only in Louisiana and Texas. These delicious bites give Maryland crab cakes a run for their money. Enjoy yours with seafood stuffed potato and worry about calorie counting another day. Floor Moon Bagels. The new kid on the block is already making its name as a must-visit spot for a morning meal. The bagels here are made with love as the bakers put a spin on the breakfast favorite by turning it into a sandwich with unique flavors. The Rosemary Sea Salt Bagel is among the first to sell out. Pair your bagel of choice with smoked salmon, house-made cream cheese, and herbs for a tartan. Bear Cat. Bear Cat takes breakfast and lunch classics and transformed them in a way that only a restaurant in New Orleans can. Case in point, the Lobster Daddy Biscuit, which belongs in Louisiana's Culinary Hall of Fame. There's also a Chicken Cat Daddy. If you're allergic to shellfish or just want a change, try either with one of Bear Cat's several house-made lemonades. Brown Butter Southern Kitchen and Bar. Located in Mid-City, Brown Butter is one of a select few places in the city offering bottomless mimosas and great food while allowing you to make a reservation beforehand. Have your mimosa with a brunch burger. It comes with an 8-ounce rib and ground patty with dry onion jam, baby greens, egg, and garlic sauce on a brioche bun. The next article is titled A Small Sanctuary. For Jewel Pearson, what began as the personal pursuit of freedom through tiny house living became a quest to help Black people take an unconventional path to home ownership. Though aptly described as tiny, Jewel Pearson's home is nothing short of grand. Resplendent in shades of black, white, and red, the residence located 45 minutes outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, includes panoramic windows that open to views of nature, a cozy office that doubles as a lounge, a galley kitchen, a full-size bathroom, and Afro-Bohemian artwork throughout. Pearson has managed to create a dream home, an oasis designed to provide ease and restoration. This was always her goal. Before she took the leap to build a tiny house, Pearson fantasized about living in a lighter, simpler way. Once her daughter went off to college in 2005, the single mother began to downsize, going from a 4-bedroom, 3-bedroom house to eventually a 1-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. She initially planned to take up residence in an RV, but in 2013, after stumbling across another woman's abode, she found herself drawn to tiny house living instead. It made sense for me in the long term because it was affordable, she recalls. This is how I can get to something really nice that kind of fits in the mode of an RV, but has something more. In 2015, after the job she held at the time gave her an ultimatum to move to New York or take a severance package, she chose the latter. That became the catalyst for Pearson to focus finally on building the home she'd been pinning for. 8 years later, what started out as a vision sketched on graph paper has not only blossomed into her 480-square-foot sanctuary, but it has gifted her with an untethered life centered on freedom and joy. I wanted to feel free from struggle and hardship, says the 55-year-old. I wanted to live from desires and choices and not just requirements. Though her haven is a shining example of what tiny homes can be, Pearson's passion for downsized living goes beyond aesthetics. My work is the intersection of art and activism, she says. The art is my home, and my activism is for my community. Pearson is one of the first Black faces on the tiny house scene, having been featured on HGTV, known as Miss Bohemian Soul, to more than 40,000 subscribers on YouTube. She has used her platform to advocate for greater inclusivity in the growing movement. She pushes for solutions to issues that impact our communities, such as affordable housing and the racial home ownership gap. According to one study by the National Association of Realtors, while more Americans own homes now than a decade ago, Black Americans are last on the list of homeowners. They account for only 44%, compared with 72.7% of white, 62.8% of Asian, and 50.6% of Hispanic American owners. And thanks to systemic mortgage discrimination, predatory lending, and redlining practices, that gap is widening. All of the tricks that have kept us out of home ownership before are still harming our communities, still not allowing our families to prosper, says Pearson. So I talk about my tiny houses because it's a quicker path to home ownership. When Pearson searched for allies who shared her mission to tackle these disparities, she found herself hitting a wall. The tiny house movement is very white, very hipster, she says. Early on, when I thought the movement was about challenging the status quo of traditional housing, I said, we need to talk about the unhoused. We need to bring Black and brown folks to the table because they've been left out of the housing conversation. Many were extremely hostile and resistant to the idea. Upon realizing that her counterparts had no intention of including the people most challenged by access to traditional housing, she forged her own community focused on representation. Enter Conversations on Intimate Spaces, the YouTube series she created to encourage people of color to consider tiny house living as a viable and smart option for the future. Whether you are considering going tiny to travel across the country, living an eco-friendly lifestyle, using a tiny house as a glamping vacation home, or becoming an Airbnb host, Pearson says the opportunities, including the financial ones, are endless. Instead of paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a mortgage, build a tiny house for a fraction of that, she says, then save the rest of it and invest, or live in it for a few years so that you're able to stack that money and purchase a larger house outright. I see tiny house living as an opportunity for non-traditional wealth building. If we can't get to wealth building the same way our counterparts do, let's start being creative in how we get there. The next article is titled Exploring Brazil's Rich Culture. There's much more to this diverse country than meets the eye. Renowned for its diverse heritage, Brazil has long served as a getaway for Black travelers looking to escape to warmer weather, picturesque beaches, and breathtaking landscapes. Home to the largest population of African descent outside of Africa, with around 56% of Brazilians identifying as Black, the country is filled with strong diaspora customs that show the importance of our contributions. It's great from the moment you step off the plane. The energy and familiarity of both the people and the place engulf you. The country's main destinations, Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, and Salvador da Bahia, each offer something different for the Brazil curious traveler. Rio is known for its natural wonders, world-famous tourist spots, exciting nightlife, and beautiful beaches. It is usually the first city that comes to mind when you think of Brazil. São Paulo, on the other hand, is the country's cultural epicenter, similar to what New York is to the United States or Mexico City is to Mexico. São Paulo features numerous museums, luxury hotels, and eclectic dining experiences, plus an abundance of street art and a multi-ethnic social scene. And then there's Bahia, the mecca of the Afro-Brazilian experience. As Brazil's most African state, it is the heartbeat of the nation, filled with a rich and flavorful history of diasporic culture. Of course, you may also want to sunbathe on world-famous Copacabana Beach, see the historic Christ the Redeemer statue, and take in the magnificent views from Sugarloaf Mountain. For those visiting Brazil for the first time, here are some don't-miss experiences in this vibrant South American country. See, consider among Rio's most famous landmarks, Escadaria Salaran, or the Salaran Steps, are the work of Chilean-born artist Jorge Salaran. He decorated the steps as his tribute to the Brazilian people, and they have even become popular in American culture. They appear in Snoop Dogg and Pharrell's beautiful music video. The steps run from Joaquim Silva Street to Pinto Martins Street and are so striking. They are hard to miss. Eat. In Rio, the black woman co-owned Mesa Bar helped to establish Botafogo as a dining and nightlife hotspot when it opened in 2008. This and Yaya Comidaria are chief addresses Gabriel's sought-after eateries, with visitors always coming back for more. Bayou Z Gastronomia Africana in São Paulo is a traditional African restaurant serving authentic dishes such as croquetas and crudo. One of the biggest draws to the country is its Carnival celebration, typically in January or February. Thankfully, you can experience this all year long with the Carnival experience at the Grand Rio Samba School, open to visitors who want to know a little more about the creation and production of Carnival parades. The school operates in months leading up to the annual event at Sam Budrome Marquis de Sapuque each carnival season. You'll get to go behind the scenes to see how the costumes and the assembly of the big cars are done by hand, and to meet the hard-working people behind the revelry. Stay. While you're in Rio, a hotel on the beach will put you close to all the action. Fairmont Rio de Janeiro Copacabana is located in one of the most spectacular places in the seaside city. The Copacabana Beach Wild Hotel Fazano Rio de Janeiro is situated on Rio's legendary Ipanema Beach. Both offer sophisticated luxury and are rated among the city's best accommodations. In São Paulo, the art field JW Marriott, São Paulo, located in the upscale business district of Chacara Santo Antonio, will take your breath away when you walk through its lobby doors. It's no-brainer as one of the best hotels for a unique local experience. The next article is titled Care Necessities. We ask repeat attendees of the Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola to share the wellness essentials that help them enjoy our party with a purpose without skipping a beat. The 2023 Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola is back in New Orleans for its 29th year. Whether you travel there for the performances, for the programming, or to revel in the sisterhood, the event doesn't disappoint. Although EFOC is always a good time, it's essential to be prepared for what it entails. Lots of walking under the sweltering NOLA sun among large crowds. We asked several veteran EFOC attendees to weigh in on wellness products that are needed for a great experience for novice and seasoned festival goers alike. For me, attending Essence Festival of Culture is a rite of passage. I've been going since 2016. I know exactly where I'll be every year for the 4th of July. Whether it's for the day after a long night of partying in the French Quarter or just for a little energy boost. I keep a travel size pack of liquid IV in my purse to pour into a bottle or a soft drink. It instantly revitalizes and keeps me from becoming dehydrated. Monique Mitchell, 35, Atlanta. I've attended Essence Festival as media or talent 5 times, but every festival is a vibe. I suggest a fan to be cool and comfortable in the humid NOLA streets. I'm a hot girl and I'm also super sweaty. A portable fan will be your best friend. Jamie Jackson, 30, New York City. I have had the honor of attending the Essence Festival 5 times. My husband and I love it and cannot wait to participate each year. I can always rely on my Nike Air Maxes to carry me to all the events and through New Orleans cobblestone streets. Gabriel Gambrell, 36, West Chester County, New York. I've been to Essence Festival of Culture about 6 times. Growing up on the Gulf Coast near New Orleans, I was introduced to it by my parents. I attended the first time with them. I always pack my Mella Daily Essential Vitamins for women of color. The black-owned brand ensures that you have the energy to power through the lineup of musical events and sessions. Jasmine Lennon, 35, Los Angeles. I've attended Essence Festival of Culture 5 times. What I love about the event is the location. Whoever decided on NOLA was a genius. It's perfect. But if I'm going to walk around New Orleans all day, I am going to need lots of water to hydrate and to balance out all of the daiquiris. Sydney Jarman, 32, Atlanta. My memories of the Essence Festival are filled with nostalgia and tradition. I've been attending for 20 plus years. A light sweater for the cold convention halls is a must, while a portable fan is necessary for the New Orleans heat. Sharon Mitchell, 64, Atlanta. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and it's titled Young Black Woman Quits Microsoft Job, Launches Groundbreaking Wooden Watch Collection. In a bold move that underscores the power of entrepreneurship and representation, Shanala, a dynamic young black woman, departed her exciting role at Microsoft to establish A Few Wood Men, a trailblazing black-owned wooden watch collection designed exclusively for men and women of distinction. Shanala's journey is an inspiring narrative of breaking barriers and following a passion-driven path. With a vision to empower and celebrate men of distinction, Shanala embarked on her entrepreneurial venture to redefine the watch industry. A Few Wood Men goes beyond timepieces. It encapsulates the spirit of empowerment and strength that men exude. As an African-American woman, I realized the significance of positive representation and the need to create a space that celebrates men's empowerment, said Shanila. A Few Wood Men is a tribute to the strong, distinguished men in our lives who shape communities and inspire change. With a deep-rooted commitment to providing positive representation and acknowledging the stories that shaped her journey, Shanila's brand stands as a symbol of inclusivity. The watches are not just accessories, they embody the values that drive men to break down barriers, shatter stereotypes, and embrace their unique journeys. Shanala's decision to transition from a notable position at Microsoft to becoming a change maker through A Few Wood Men speaks volumes about her dedication to fostering empowerment and challenging norms. Her journey is a testament to the power of pursuing one's dreams, regardless of obstacles. A Few Wood Men offers a diverse range of meticulously crafted wooden watches that embody elegance, style, and strength. The collection reflects the essence of men and women who are leaders and community pillars. Each watch is a reminder of the unique stories and experiences that shape individuals. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled Atlanta's Water Boys Make a Business Out of a Childhood Hustle. Atlanta is known for its many enterprises, and its local water boys are among its most known cultural elements. Three of these young entrepreneurs have turned the everyday hustle into a viable business that does more than just make some extra cash. Three Atlanta adolescents have turned their after-school gig into Water Boys in the Hood, a brand that references the classic 1991 film. 11 Alive spoke to Amir, Serge, and Mackay on how they found a way to make their brand about communal support and entrepreneurship. What was once boys selling water bottles on the side of the road has catapulted into all types of merchandise, including hoodies, hats, t-shirts, and now branded bottles of water. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.